My first convention. I phoned the AA telephone helpline in May 1993 because my drinking had escalated again, despite all my efforts to keep it under control. I was taken to a meeting that night, and the next day, a very lovely lady came to see me and talked about her drinking, how she'd stopped, and more importantly, stayed stopped. What she said made perfect sense to me, because I knew by this time I couldn't get better by myself, and we started going to meetings together. I followed her like a puppy, terrified that I would lift a drink, because I was desperate to stay sober. I listened to everything people shared at meetings, and after 3 months, realizing I needed to get to work, I asked her to be my sponsor, and she took me through the 12-step program of recovery. My sponsor had a wide circle of female friends in AA, and I became part of that group, although unwillingly at first, because I wasn't comfortable letting people into my solitary life. Amongst others, there was an Ellen, a Helen, an Aileen, and an Eileen. And people at meetings rarely worked out who was who. Later that year, I was told a group of ladies were booking to go to a convention in the Lake District in February, and it was suggested I join them. Now, when I agreed to do that, I was still unsure because I realised I was going to have company for 3 whole days, and I didn't think I could handle that. However, I was still willing to do anything and everything to enhance my early sobriety. So I went. What an experience. The people were lovely. We were arranged in groups of 8 to 10, which was just perfect. And we met 3 times every day throughout that long weekend to share our experience, strength and hope. The examples and messages were powerful, and having struggled to share at big meetings, I began to relax because I think I was in a small group. We socialised at meal times, went shopping in Windermere, drove around sightseeing, and in the evenings there was entertainment arranged. I had a wonderful time and I remember laughing more than I had laughed in years. I feel quite emotional right now just thinking about it, because I'd forgotten how to really laugh. One afternoon, a friend of my sponsor gave me a little cuddly toy as a memento of my first convention. And that little rabbit sits on my bedside table so I can see her first thing every morning. On the Sunday evening, I drove home in a high, and I remember going into the supermarket to buy a couple of things. And as I walked out the shop, I realised I'd better get home quickly because I was exhausted. I felt as if I'd been turned inside out over that weekend. And I knew that I had finally let go so much hurt, confusion and fear. I knew that AA was the place for me, and over the years, that feeling's never left me. I owe my life, the life I have today, to Alcoholics Anonymous and the people who have helped me over the years. And I've sponsored others to try to give back what was so willingly given to me. I have attended more conventions over the years, and I always come home in the same high, happy, and rejuvenated. If you ever get the opportunity, please jump at the chance to attend as many conventions as you can. My next goal, when we can travel again, is to attend a world convention, which will be another new AA experience. I'll just have to be patient. Moira, Cumbernauld, Friday.